You're listening to the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Intercoastal Podcast. I'm Daquan Mickens, and for today's episode, we'll be talking with Cindy Carr, the business manager of Gayfish Company, a family-owned retail seafood market in St. Helena. How are you doing today, Cindy?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm glad to have you here. You know, we've worked together a little bit as chamber ambassadors for the Beaufort Chamber of Commerce. So we do know each other.
Correct.
And, you know, I've heard of Gayfish Company. I've driven past Gayfish Company going out to Hunting Island. So I know you've spent a lot for your whole life there pretty much. And the questionnaire you filled out, you know, before the recording, you told us that Gayfish Company started with your grandparents. Mm-hmm. Can you elaborate on your family's history in the market?
Sure. So my grandparents originally lived on Ladies Island, and my grandfather, John H. Gay Sr., was a he worked at the Naval Hospital of Beaufort here as an electrician. Mm-hmm. And on the weekends, he would go out to St. Helena with a speedboat, and he began shrimping. Well, it didn't take too long before he realized he could make more money shrimping than he could doing the electrical work at the Naval Hospital. So he moved my grandmother, who was Hilda Smith Gay, and their five children out to St. Helena Island. And that's kind of how Gayfish Company was born. I know a lot of people are curious about how we get the name, but that's where it comes from. It was my grandfather's last name. So they officially say their start date is 1948. So this makes it the 75th year for us this year. We are super excited about that, and we're looking forward to throwing a big bash at some point.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on your 75th year. That's pretty cool to, you know, be in an industry or be involved in something, working for something that, you know, started before you, and, you know, you're carrying on your family's legacy.
Correct. And thank you for recognizing that I'm younger than 75. I'm so happy to hear you say that. But yeah, so we're just blessed to be there. I've been there officially full time for probably 7 or 8 months with my dad. Prior to that, I was still here in Beaufort, but I was working in a totally different financial industry. Mm-hmm. But there was a need that he have a little bit of help in the business. And so I came over, took a leap of faith and left the mortgage business and came over to the shrimp docks full time.
Yeah. And especially when it's something in your blood, like you feel like not obligated, but you feel like you want to help carry on a legacy. You know, I see that happening a lot where people go away, they'll do something else. And, you know, when the family's in time of need, they come back, especially here in Beaufort, since Beaufort's such a family oriented community. A lot of people leave and something pulls them back and they're doing what they thought they never would do, or they're helping out in an industry of their like with their family helping them. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really cool that, you know, you decided, hey, I wanted to do this, and you actually did it.
Yeah, I'm really honored to kind of follow in that tradition. Like I said, my dad and all of his siblings at one point have worked through the business, but over the years, they too have either passed away or have gone on to other jobs elsewhere. And I've had many cousins that we all kind of grew up right next to the docks, if you will. All of our driveways were one or two away from each other. So we all rode go-karts as kids out there, ran around wild with no shoes and fished in the ponds and rode horses and had a great time. And it's just kind of whittled down as everyone's life has progressed. And I, fortunately enough, was able to stay here in Beaufort with a very lucrative career in finance and, as I said, mortgage lending most recently. And even though at one point it was something I would tell you that I probably tried to run from at some point in my life, being stuck on St. Helena Island, I can now say that once the decision is made, it is simply well with my soul. Yeah. That's all I can say about that. It's just no place I'd rather be. It's not without its struggles.
Yeah.
But it's always a great day at Gay's, as I like to say.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Just want to get to know you a little bit more. So how was it like growing up in a shrimping industry where, you know, your dad shrimped, your grandfather shrimp, like it's part of your everyday life pretty much. So growing up on the water, going out, how was that growing up?
Well, it was actually, it was pretty cool. We haven't technically shrimped ourselves in several years. All of the boats at the dock now are independently owned.
Okay.
But prior to that, my brother grew up as his summer job was shrimping on the back of a shrimp boat, either with other cousins or uncles that had boats. Mm-hmm. And I do have a couple of memories myself. One of which, my dad had a boat named the Jimmy, and it was kind of a small boat and, you know, relative size to the other larger boats that are in town.
Yeah.
And my mom would tie us to the winch or a beam that's in the middle of the deck with a rope. That way we couldn't reach the side of the boat and jump over. But I had those little red tennis shoes on that you may remember kids wear, the red canvas tennis shoes with a white rubber toe, yeah, either red or navy blue. And I distinctly remember looking down at that tennis shoe and seeing a crab walking towards my foot, having no idea that once he clamped on, I was really going to feel his pinch. And so he clamped on, and I'm sure I gave a scream and a kick, and mom probably pulled it off. But so several memories like that. Like I said, we kind of all worked there from time to time. Many days on the shrimp boat, many days in the dock. I would gather sand dollars as a child and sell them for money. Now, there's been lots of changes to the Department of Natural Resource regulations and what the shrimp boat nets are required to have in them. Mm-hmm. So some of the bycatch, which would be the sand dollars and other fish, have no longer, they don't catch those any longer because they have something called a TED, which is a turtle exclusion device in the net. And that basically kicks out the loggerhead turtles that we're so trying so hardly to protect. But mm-hmm. in the process of that, we do lose some of the bycatch. So we really don't see a lot of sand dollars come in anymore, but it really was a great place to be. And like I said, we kind of felt like we owned the island out there. There wasn't near as much traffic as there is now. Fripp Island was kind of just getting going.
Yeah.
I was probably 8 or 9 when Harbor Island was starting to be developed. So we've seen traffic increase greatly over the years, but we are thankful for that at the same time, because we do rely on a great deal of tourism for our business.
That's really cool. Like, you have a different upbringing than I do. I grew up in upstate South Carolina. Uh-huh. So I didn't, besides going to like Myrtle Beach, I only saw the water maybe once or twice in my life before, you know, moving to Beaufort. Mm-hmm. So, and now, you know, wanting to start a family here in Beaufort and wanting, you know, my kids to kind of have that same lifestyle of knowing how to catch crab or going to the dock or mm-hmm. living on the water pretty much. That's that same atmosphere I want to bring into my house. So knowing that you had that mm-hmm. experience and you have those memories is really cool. And, you know, mm-hmm. I want to bestow that on my kids as well.
Yeah, there really is something about it. We do kind of joke around and say that we have mud in our blood. It's kind of joke. Once you get to where you like the smell of pluff mud,
yeah,
I think you're here to stay. I did have my 18-year-old daughter. She went up to the upstate recently and she came back home and she said, "Mom, it's beautiful up there and I love the mountains, but I felt kind of weird not being around the water." And I'm like, I get it, girlfriend. We all get that same feeling. So I think once it gets under your skin, you're just here.
Yeah, I agree. It's one of those places here in Beaufort. Once you leave, you realize like what you had when it's gone.
Correct.
And coming from somewhere else, I can't imagine leaving here. My parents and my wife's parents are both in the upstate and they're like, "Oh, we want you to come back, come to the upstate." And I'm like, I can't, like, it's amazing down here.
Yeah. So we are very blessed to live in such a beautiful place.
Yes, we are. I wanted to ask you, since you said, you know, you've been doing it for years, and that no longer you guys do the shrimping, you have, contracts. Do you work with local fishermen and shrimpers to get the supply and seafood?
Yes. So all of the boats that are currently docked with us are independently owned. Mm-hmm. So we sell them ice and fuel for their boats, and we buy their catch for the most part. At some point during the season, if the shrimp are too small, mm-hmm. it's really not anything we can sell over the retail line to customers, because we do have an open retail shop open to the public. Mm-hmm. That's a misconception that a lot of people have. They think that we're simply a processing facility. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the total opposite of what we are. The majority of the catch that gets brought into the back of the dock gets washed with simply straight water, no preservative, in a washer. They get headed immediately once we get them in. Heading the shrimp stops the decomposing process. Mm-hmm. And so they're able to store a little better that way.
Okay.
And then they go straight out to the retail line where we sell the shrimp and an assortment of fish. And we also have things like snow crab legs and crab cakes. And we have lobster tails sent into us, and spices and a whole variety of things. But yes, we do our best to buy everything that those particular boats bring in, keeping in mind that there is a season. They don't get to shrimp year round. Mm-hmm. So we have to go by the guidelines that the South Carolina Department of Natural Resources sets for us.
Okay. And when is shrimp season, just for those listening?
So shrimp season closed January 18th of this year, and it will open approximately May or June. We're hearing a little bit of rumors that it may be even late April, early May, because we had a mild winter, mm-hmm. and that affects the shrimp and the growth. So there's a couple of, I don't want to say cycles of shrimp, but the first shrimp that will come in this year will be the roe shrimp this season. And then after roe comes in a brown shrimp and then a white shrimp in the fall. The white shrimp is typically the largest size that we catch. But our guys in about mid-December noticed that the shrimp were incredibly small. And so even before DNR closed the season, they pulled themselves off of shrimping and said, you know, if we catch all this now, we're not going to have anything in the spring to catch. So to kind of sum up an answer to your question, typically runs May-ish to late December, early January.
Okay. And then besides the shrimp, how many different types of seafood do you guys offer? I know you mentioned snow crab and lobster, but do you have a number in mind of how many different?
Oh, we have, I can kind of rattle them off, similar to Forrest Gump or Bubba Gump, I guess you could say. So we have the shrimp, and then we also carry on a regular basis, flounder with a skin on, skin off. We carry salmon, mahi, tuna, grouper, snapper, cod, the lobster tails I mentioned, snow crab legs, crab cakes. We also carry all the fixins for Frogmore stew. So we'll have your corn on the cob, your kielbasa sausage, all of the seasonings you want for that. We are also carrying the Seaside Grown line, which you may be familiar with. The Sanders family also lives on St. Helena Island. And so they make some wonderful barbecue sauces, margarita mixes, and a salsa that we carry that's great. So we try to keep all of that in stock, even though our boats don't catch that. Mm-hmm. All of those items, the fish that I listed, are wild caught and shipped into us.
Okay. And since you have all the different types of seafood, mm-hmm. do you specialize in trying to keep at least something stocked more frequently?
We try to keep it all. We have kind of a large demand for the salmon that we get in. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the shrimp is probably the number one seller in the summertime.
Okay. And you guys are in a great location right there at, on the end of, right before you get to St. Helena, or like on the end of St. Helena.
Correct.
And right before you get to Hunting Island and Fripp.
Correct.
So I think, you know, people going out there to camp is a great location if you want to grab something, you want to cook something up. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, that's the spot you need to stop and get your seafood. Because I tell people, you know, being out on Hunting Island, like being able to camp on the beach is a unique experience. So being able to cook up some fish and right there on the beach while you're camping is to die for. It's amazing. So that's why you guys need to go to Gay Fish Company and, you know, browse and see what you what they have and what you guys like. And then, or people going out to Fripp Island who want to be like, oh, well, we're vacationing and, you know, in a luxury house. Well, get some seafood, because when you go to the beach for vacation, a lot of people love to get seafood. They love to have that unique beach experience with actual seafood. So Gay Fish Company is a great place. It's right there on your way out to Hunting Island and Fripp Island. And even if you're staying in town, it's a great place to go out and visit, see what they have, especially if you're local. Go out, see what they have, and you can bring it back home and cook it. So it's a great location.
Correct. I do think we have a good location. I mean, it is very scenic. We have a platform built just for people to be able to walk out on and take pictures of the shrimp boats if they'd like. We do respectfully ask that they stay off of the docks themselves, and that's just a liability issue with us. There's a lot of ropes that cross the decks when the shrimp boats are tied up, and it is an older facility. So, but we do have a special deck that they can go out on to take pictures. Of course, we'll answer any questions they have on the inside. We've been the site of a lot of movie visits, so a lot of people appreciate that. In fact, we're getting a we have a chair there that was from the Prince of Tides movie on the Tide Runner shrimp boat. And it's a great spot, and we hope to kind of use it for more good in the future. It's a little teaser.
I was gonna say, speaking of the future and future what can future customers look forward to with Gay Fish Company?
Well, since I'm just kind of coming into the picture, and my dad, who is 77, has been kind of running the facility on his own. If you can imagine a facility that didn't have a computer in it at all until about 7 months ago, you know, there's a big expression that says time and tide waits for no man. Well, there's one that I kind of made up, which is time, tide, and technology waits for no man. So we're trying to gently upgrade some of those items in there so we can run a little bit more efficiently. But we are exploring a few items. We're having a visit from a book club that's going to be coming out. We're looking at maybe doing oyster roast in the fall in the parking lot. And we're not talking on a regular basis. We're just talking about every, you know, maybe one or two a season at the max. Again, our 75th anniversary party will come up. I'm exploring the idea with the chef of Seaside Bar and Grill right now of doing a private chef event out on the platform for people to purchase tickets. So we're just kind of exploring what's out there and putting a little paint on the building and a little bit of cleaning here and there, and then see where we can go from there.
Yeah, that's good. Slowly moving into the, you know, next generation. And
we're trying.
Yeah.
No, it's a struggle sometimes.
No, it is. And for any business that's been here for a long time, you know, it's kind of hard to adapt and change, especially when you've done it your whole life a certain way.
Correct.
So trying to implement new technology, implement new ways of bringing people out there is always hard. And I'm glad, you know, we can try to help you guys any way we can possible. And because you guys have something special out there, especially since it's family owned and family ran.
So. Oh, we love it. We love our customers. And before I forget, I do want to say that my dad proudly raises the American flag every day at 10 o'clock in the morning. So we welcome anyone that would like to come and join us for that. In fact, just a day or two ago, we had someone that had been in to purchase seafood, and he heard about that. And he actually came back and waited until my dad got the flag out the next morning. And we're more than happy to stand there and salute while my dad says his little saying to the flag. So we are proud to be also 100% veteran-owned company. So
yeah, that's
something
awesome.
Else we're proud of.
Yeah. Where can people find you guys on social media and your website?
So we have a Facebook page, which I try to really keep up with. We also have an Instagram page, which I am dabbling in. We created a TikTok account, but I'm not 18 years old at this point. So there's a lot more to learn on TikTok for me. So we don't do a whole lot on that platform at the moment. But Facebook, I try to keep updated with not only what we have in store, but also some informational videos. I did a video a few days ago about how to use a shrimp deveiner to properly peel and devein a shrimp. So that was kind of useful.
Yeah.
So check us out on Facebook. As far as physically, come see us. We're at 1948 Sea Island Parkway, St. Helena Island. We are across from the Shrimp Shack, if you are familiar with that, who, by the way, is owned by my aunt. So plug to the Shrimp Shack. And if you need to give us a call, you can call us at 843-838-2763, or feel free to shoot me an email at gayfishco@yahoo.com.
This has been fun, Cindy. Thank you for joining us to talk about the Gay Fish Company. Now, before we wrap up, here are a few events that are happening in May. Mark your calendars now for the annual Taste of Beaufort Festival, bringing the best culinary dishes from the Lowcountry. This festival is a foodie's dream. This year's festival will be held Friday, May 5th and Saturday, May 6th at the Henry C. Chamber Waterfront Park. Admission is free and tickets are sold for food and beverages. Also in May, we have the Gullah Festival happening over Memorial Day weekend. As we get closer to the festival, we'll provide you with more information on what you can expect. Thank you all for listening to the Intercoastal Podcast. You can follow us on social media at @visit_BeaufortSC on Instagram or BeaufortSC on Facebook. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave a review. We'll talk to you all next time.
This has been another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast, hosted by Daquan Mickens and the team at Visit Beaufort Port Royal in the Sea Islands, produced by Relic.